Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going over there?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. We're here. We all survived, everybody. Yesterday was a difficult day, I know, for so many people, because tragically, Facebook and Instagram were down. And WhatsApp, which honestly was the one that really did me in. What?
Are you drunk? You're not on WhatsApp, are you?
Heck yeah, I am.
Oh, what do you use WhatsApp for?
To communicate with people. It's a great place for if you have friends, I'm going to say it, who have non-iPhone devices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we use it in that regard.
I did not give two stinks about yesterday's downage other than Instagram. Of those three things you mentioned, that's the one I'm on. But that's just to like sort of peruse. It's like, I don't know what to do with myself for the next 30 seconds, so I'm going to look at
people's
Instagram.
Pictures, yeah.
And like that's a mild inconvenience. And then of course I went by the time we left the studio yesterday, I fully had forgotten that that was a thing until I got home and I was like, oh, I wonder if that stuff's back up yet.
And it wasn't up until later yesterday. And when it came back up, this is what was funny about it. The only place you knew anything was Twitter.
Yeah.
So you head over. Now, first of all, I was not surprised at the timing of this downage, as we've called it, because the night before on 60 Minutes, they had done an interview with the Facebook whistleblower.
Yeah.
Where she really laid some stuff down.
Yeah.
Apparently, Facebook has wondered the identity of this person for a long time. She ended up, it is, by the way, it's a woman by the name of
Frances
Haugen. Yeah. And she was interviewed on 60 Minutes. She used to work at Facebook. Mm-hmm. She saw a lot of stuff on the inside that she was not enamored with. She copied like hundreds of pages of research that they had done and has that in her possession. And she filed a complaint with federal law enforcement against Facebook. Among other things, what she's really saying is a lot of times Facebook would make decisions about the algorithm that were in their best interest and not necessarily in the community's best interest.
A big business is making decisions in their own best interest. Facebook is not a charity.
Right.
Anybody who uses Facebook look, I think Facebook has a lot to explain. That they have been manipulative in a way that's not very helpful. But I also understand that a lot of times people just have very strong feelings about Facebook. And I'm like, but they've let you use their product for free for like a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not think they were going to get something in return and still pay all those people multi-million dollar salaries every year?
Yeah. I mean, they're in it to make the most amount of money possible. Yeah.
I mean, that's not excusing actual criminal behavior. But
no. And there's a lot of other stuff too, that like on the Instagram side, there was research that basically proved that Instagram is damaging to young women in particular.
Yeah.
And all of that was present, and she did this interview anyway. So then you wake up the next morning and Facebook and Instagram are down. And then there's rumors. By the way, I think in many places it was being reported as fact, but I really think it was still a rumor that there were people who were really being denied access, who worked at Facebook, who were trying to get on campus to figure out what was at the bottom of the downage.
Yeah, the systems, apparently, it wasn't just the website that was down. They had a bunch of systems that went down. I was reading about how their security badge system didn't work, so they couldn't get back in, because all of their systems are connected in some way, which clearly seems like a
bad idea.
I mean, again, I don't know nothing. I don't work at Geek Squad, but I would think like maybe you shouldn't be that connected such that like if something is a problem, you can't get back into the building to fix it.
Right.
Because all of their internal workflow, I think it's called Workspace or something. They have a program wherein everybody uses that for their like jobs. That was unavailable. So there was just like all sorts of
chicanery.
It certainly doesn't make Facebook look like the most well-run organization.
Not even a little bit. But what I also found interesting was then what did celebrities do everybody did this. When Facebook and Instagram are down,
yeah,
where do people go?
Twitter.
Twitter! And yeah, so
Twitter had a heyday with that.
Twitter was like its own special party yesterday. And what I especially found interesting was Chrissy Teigen, who essentially took herself off of Twitter.
Yeah. Because the haters were hating.
Because haters were hating.
By haters, I mean people with opinions. There were actual haters.
Sure. But well, there always are.
It didn't work for her business model.
So she moved over to Instagram because that was she felt a better platform for whatever she's trying to peddle. Well, she showed back up on Twitter. And honestly, the last time we heard from her on Twitter was in June. And then suddenly she's like, well, here's what I was going to post on Instagram. And it's a picture of her dog putzing around, adorable. Yeah. And then suddenly she's up and running. She's got a new Peloton that she was telling the world about. She was tweeting about that. It's literally like it broke the Twitter seal for her again.
Yeah.
And now she's just doing Twitter.
She is a person, like it or not, who her way of, you know, making money is to have a presence sharing her life on social media.
Right.
She is like the chief influencer.
And what I think is interesting is that she couldn't just take a hot day off, right? Like she couldn't just go, it's like a snow day, right? Like when you're, you know, in school and there's a snow day, that's Mother Nature telling you, take a break, put your feet up.
Oh
it's
my God.
All good.
Honestly, I wish there was a part of me that was like, maybe this is like the beginning of the end and it's just going to go away for good. Because I think people need to, and I'm sure it was a great experience and exercise for some in seeing that life will actually go on if Facebook doesn't exist. Because I have news for you. It wasn't that long ago that it was just not even a thing.
Right.
Much less, you know, such a suck of our attention span.
Which a lot of people were kind of talking about on other social media channels, right? Like, oh, I hope it goes away for good. Still using social media to talk about hoping that social media goes away. Anyway, the other person who took to, this is where we live. The other thing is,
also, I think all them people at Twitter should be real careful because the minute you start tap dancing on the grave of somebody, it's like, yeah, but you realize that that could happen to you guys.
Right.
I mean, I get that they were just trying to make the most out of a perfect, you know, a perfect publicity moment.
So. Right. The other person who showed up on the Twitters, where we usually communicate with her on the Instas, is our girl Britney Spears. So she took her act over to Twitter.
She took her act over to Twitter. What did she say on the Twitter?
So yesterday she posted. Now I gotta see. I'm sure now it has been posted on Instagram, but she went over to the Twitters and posted a picture of herself, one of the many on her patio. You know, halfway pulling her pants down in a crop top, looking at the camera, getting back on my feet after my trip to French Polynesia. Such a cool place.
Well, that answers that question.
Where was she?
Yeah, she wasn't in Hawaii after all.
No.
She loves the Pacific, that one.
She sure does. So she was in French Polynesia, and she's back, and she's getting back on her feet. And then the other thing she posted was then, I thought I put it up here, too. She also posted another message that basically said something along the lines of when I think about the Free Britney movement, I have no words because of you guys and your constant resilience in freeing me from my conservatorship. My life is now in that direction. I cried last night for 2 hours because my fans are the best and I know it. And that that accompanies a video of her in shorts and a crop top posing in front of the camera.
That's all she does.
And then she said, I feel your hearts and you feel mine. That much I know is true. Anyway, the point is, everybody was taking what they would have done on the Instas and putting it up on the Twitters.
Yep.
Including Chrissy Teigen, including Britney Spears.
Yeah, just because, you know, one light goes out doesn't mean there aren't still opportunities to let us all know what you're doing at any given moment of the day.
And probably they had it all planned for Instagram, but then had to take it to the Twitter. Like, for example, for sure, our girl Adele. Because she used Twitter yesterday to make an announcement.
Yes, thank God. The world, you know, there have been all these like mysterious 30 posters showing up around the world and everybody assumed. And then I did notice yesterday morning before all this social media stuff, the world noticed that she changed her profile image on Twitter and, like, you know, removed everything on the top. So we knew something was coming.
Oh, and it seems as though something is coming. She, it seems like, was announcing her next studio album.
Yeah.
Which will be called 30.
Well, duh. A lot of people have been assuming it's going to come, like, we're going to get new music this week. So,
well,
fingers crossed.
3 hours ago, she posted a little black and white video, Easy on Me, October 15th. And it is a 21 second video teasing, I'm sure, her new song.
I can't wait.
Remember, also, she will be on Saturday Night Live on October 24th.
Oh, my God. This fall could not get any better.
I know. Also, next Saturday, don't forget, Kim Kardashian.
I don't care about that.
Hosting Saturday Night Live.
She took Jake Gyllenhaal's spot. We're not amused.
Did she really?
Yeah. That was a blind item, I think we read yesterday.
Ugh.
No, you were here for that, weren't you?
No. Nope.
Didn't we do that last week?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember that.
Anyway, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, the rumor is he got bumped.
Rude.
Yeah.
Ugh.
By Kim.
Anyway, Congratulations, everybody. You survived the Facebook and Instagram outage of 2021.
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still here. Just because social media went down doesn't mean we did.
We broadcast the entire day here on My Talk 107.1, so we're not going to leave you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. There's no outage here.
We're media and we're social.
Thank you. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Let's talk about Adele and some new music.
Oh, so exciting.
Finally, it's really wonderful news.
I need emotions, and Adele is my ticket to those. So hurry up, honey. I've got a few.
I'm totally with you, Bradley. I love this. So her first new music in 6 years is coming out on October 15th. Mark your calendars. Adele just announced this today. There have been weeks of speculation that she had new music in the works, and she announced this new single. It's called Easy on Me. So she teased the track in a black and white clip shared to social media. It features her putting a cassette tape into a player as she sits behind the wheel of a car.
Sounds lovely.
It's really wonderful. And she fires up the engine. She drives down a country road. There's a gentle piano melody begins. Sheet music flies out of the car's back window. And there you go. Millions of views in just minutes. Mm-hmm. And people have just been waiting for her new music. Her album 25 came out in November of 2015.
Listen,
I can't believe it's been 6 years.
Seeing her perform at the XL Energy Center
was a spiritual experience.
It was really, I am very riveted by people who, now granted, of course, she has other amazing musicians performing with her. That being said, I mean, it is her voice. When you have like a single person who their voice can captivate an entire stadium of people without like a lot of, you know, pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one other person that I've had that experience with.
Who?
Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest singer in the world.
She
really has one of the most amazing live voices.
Yes. Did I ever tell you guys my Celine Dion story?
No. Tell it.
When I was in Vegas, spring break, my senior year of college. Side note, 5 days is too long. Whatever.
Make your choice accordingly.
And but I was walking around Caesar's Palace and somebody came up to me and they were like, hey, do you want to go see Celine Dion tonight? And they were shooting her. I think it was a CBS special they were shooting it. And her concert was not happening yet. Her stay at Caesar's Palace. They had just built this space just for her to perform in. And I was like, yeah, but I'm here with like 10 friends. And they were like, great, we'll give you 10 tickets.
Stop
my God,
it.
So we all got to go for free.
That's insane.
To watch her perform. It was amazing.
How lucky is that?
It was unreal. And I was in college. Like, I had no money. I would have had no money to even buy the tickets.
What is this? This isn't real.
Yeah,
what are
right?
you trying to scam me
it
out
was
of?
Really great.
That's amazing.
Yes.
But isn't she just an amazing live performer?
Yes. Yes. Because her voice is just like so pure and it's just right on, it's real. Every note and it's real and that's all
just
it is.
Just like Adele.
Just like Adele. So October 15th, mark your calendar, plan your day accordingly. I wish that this, I don't know, I feel very conflicted about this headline and why we're even asking this question. So I'm just going to read the headline to you. Emily Ratajkowski explains why she didn't speak out for years after Robin Thicke allegedly groped her.
Oof. Okay.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah. So number one, also, by the way, Robin Thicke will be my D-bag today for that very story. Why do we need to have a conversation with the victim about why she chose to not say anything?
Now, what she's saying is, later on, she says, I was an unknown model, and if I had spoken out or complained, I would not be where I am today. I would not be famous. I don't know. But she's entitled to, she can feel however she needs to feel about the situation. That being said, why are we asking... Still, why didn't you say something? Because she did say something when it happened.
Right.
And then the director got involved and said, what is wrong with you? Stop. And they like shut down the whole filming of the deal. Now, it didn't go public, but she did say something then. I don't know. I just don't like the headline. The headline like made me uncomfortable because I feel like it just like reiterates this conversation that we always are having, which is, well, why didn't you say something?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It must not have happened if you didn't say something right when it happened.
If it bothered you, you should have said something right away.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I can't.
But then at the same time, she's saying, I didn't say something then because I felt like I would have been penalized for my career.
Right.
Why? Because I said something. But I wish the conversation, I wish the headline would reflect that as essentially like, this is what we need to change. Like Emily says, she didn't speak out.
It just puts her in the position of having to explain his behavior.
And she shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm glad we're on the same page.
Oh, big time.
I don't know what to say about Meghan Trainor and her husband having toilets next to each other, also other than the fact that they do. They have toilets.
What?
Right? Okay. Next to each other. This is very funny. She says she did a podcast interview and she said, nobody knows this, but in our bathroom, there was one toilet. And a lot of time in the middle of the night when we're with the baby, we've got to pee at the same time. So I was like, can we please have two toilets next to each other?
No.
And then she admitted that her contractor initially thought she was joking, but he ended up agreeing to the request and added a new toilet beside the existing one. She said, we've got two toilets sitting next to each other. We've only pooped together twice.
Oh, but okay. We've at the same time. No more. No. No.
You're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that hilarious?
Who in their right mind?
No.
That's yeah, but here's there's the so thing. Many layers of that.
I don't understand why you don't just get multiple bathrooms. Don't you have another bathroom? I mean, and listen, I...
That's a weird rich people flex.
Right?
Like, instead of saying... Could we like turn this closet into a bathroom? You just choose to put another toilet right next to the other one, like also, with no partition or
I
a door.
Watch enough HGTV to know that putting that plumbing together is not an easy fix. So, like, yes, you could have just put it in a different room.
I don't get it. It's also, very interesting to put two
toilets. It reminds me of the Saturday Night Live sketch, The Love Toilet. Remember that?
Yes.
Where they're like two toilets wrapped around each other so that you can
I bet that's what they have. Oh gosh, I can't.
Isn't that very funny? I just think
Elizabeth, it's not funny. It's sad.
I don't
extremely upsetting.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think it's
more uncomfortable. This is what's interesting. Like I don't really have a problem like peeing in the same room with someone else.
Yeah.
But like,
well, women are forced to do that regularly.
We do that regularly, but being next to someone who's also going,
that is where I draw the line.
That makes me uncomfortable.
No, that's weird. You don't want to see it. You can know it's happening, but you don't need to look at it.
I don't know, guys.
Elizabeth Reese.
I'm pooping.
Thanks for all of that. Really, thank you.
Thanks, but no thanks.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items after this on My Talk 107.1. Hey, everybody. That just ended. We were busy talking off the air because our friend Donna showed up on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Oh, we got to turn her mic up. No, the mic's on. We just got to we just got to bump her up. There she is.
Hi.
Donna's here. Donna's here because on the Colleen and Bradley show, we do a little project every day.
Project.
And that project is solving pop culture mysteries.
Scissors and paste out, kids. Yeah. We're doing a project.
Donna, don't eat the paste, though.
I'm sorry. Okay? It tastes so good.
I know. And we do that in the form of blind items. Today, Bradley's going to bring them to us. We are going to try to solve them in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Juicy bits of gossip with the names left out, all from our good friends over at a little website called crazydaysandnights.net. If you have nothing better to do or Instagram and Facebook are down, please head there and it'll blow your mind. Now, see if you guys can work this out. I don't think any of these are going to be too hard today. But you're still going to have to work for your supper. Here we go.
Great.
This three-named actor, all of you know, had a blowout fight with his celebrity girlfriend this weekend. That will make their partnership much more awkward.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Gordon... What's his face? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Put your brains in reality for a moment and think of a three-named actor, but not just any three-named actor, because it's not going to get you far.
Uh-huh.
Think of a three-named actor who has a celebrity
girlfriend.
And I would say celebrity-ish.
Okay.
Brian Austin Green.
Oh.
Dang! Oh my god!
Mic drop! Ooh! Okay.
She gets it.
She does.
She gets it.
She does.
And who's the celebrity girlfriend?
Sharna Burgess. I got
Sharna
you.
Sharna Burgess.
You.
Ding! Okay, ding. Let's see. Brian Austin Green had a blowout fight with Sharna Burgess
this weekend.
That'll make their partnership more awkward.
Oof.
Oh, because they're dancing together.
Yes, I'm dancing with the stars, which I will give you my review of last night's Dancing with the Stars a little bit later in the show.
I cannot wait.
Are you watching attentively, Donna?
No. Nope.
She doesn't watch that show.
Fine, whatever.
Hell no.
Whoa, aggressive.
All right.
Let's hit up another one of these.
Blinded by the Item.
All right. More juicy bits of gossip. I think you're going to get this, but maybe not all of it. And then maybe you'll have questions.
Okay.
I'm foreshadowing. Which one-name talk show host is fuming that foreign-born one-name singer with a new album on the way is seriously considering going on the illiterate talk show host's show before hers? She's banned guests for doing so in the past.
We got this.
So it's Ellen.
Uh-huh. And Adele.
And
it's Kelly Clarkson.
Two out of three ain't bad, kids. Oh. Ding, ding. Ah.
Oh, Wendy Williams, then.
One name you said, though.
Stop it.
No, it's Wendy Williams.
Stop it.
Why'd you say
stop?
Oh, she's the illiterate.
Because I need you to do math. I think you're going to get this, but you're going to have questions. But you did the obvious trap that people fall into. Mm. Remember, Kelly Clarkson
starts technically
with a K and a C.
Not technically illiterate.
So that would not be illiterate. Unless you consider K and C to be the same.
Okay, we get
it. So that's possible.
But I will say
most of the comments felt like it was Wendy Williams, which I think is hilarious.
I mean, or could it be Rachel Ray?
I'm sorry. If Adele...
But let me read the thing.
Is Adele the person that you're talking about?
So Ellen is fuming that Adele, with a new album on the way, is seriously consider going on Wendy Williams before hers.
No, she's not. No.
Okay, sorry.
I refuse.
We will not allow it.
You don't have to. I'm just telling you what the preponderance of the comments, which is how we play this game, from Crazy Days and Nights, that's what they think. I, of course, thought Kelly Clarkson as well, because to me...
That makes more sense.
Right?
He's of a caliber. I mean, there is Drew Barrymore.
Yes. Good old Brew Barrymore.
but I think we can at least all agree on the fact that somebody other than Ellen is going to get Adele's first gig.
Well, and
I will
Ellen
say Kelly Clarkson
be
would make sense
it.
Because Kelly Clarkson has a future and is in music.
Yeah.
two things that Ellen is not. Ellen, it's her last show.
Yep.
And like, why would you give her the first interview?
Well, see, that's interesting that you said that, because this is what I keep thinking about, the fact that this is Ellen's last season.
Yeah.
Is that I just don't, I feel like that's going to be a hindrance to her in terms of, like you said, who's going to, somebody like Adele, who's going to have an entire future ahead of her,
yeah,
is going to try to make inroads with somebody else who also
who's
has
be
a
around.
Future.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's do another one, shall we?
Yes.
You're just knocking these out of the park, ladies.
And by the way, they might be pals, Adele and
yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
They might do a duet.
Adele.
Wouldn't that be great? Adele.
Apple Clumbo.
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly.
Okay, here's another one.
Apple Crumbo.
Crumbo. When the time comes. What is it?
Skyfalls.
When the apple crumbles.
No idea what's happening.
Well, have you ever noticed?
Listen to Adele's Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
She says, when the sky falls.
Falls.
And then she says something about crumbles. So we like to talk about how in fall is the season
fall,
of apple crumble.
Apple crumble. No? Okay.
All right. It's just like a British it's thing, funny. You know?
Apparently.
You wouldn't understand.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently.
Sorry
this,
for being so American.
You really are, Donna. Apparently, this A-plus list, mostly movie actor who did a lot of television before making it big, and his wife adopted two children who are just shy of being tweens. For some reason, they don't want anyone to know yet. It's interesting that they'll talk about their surrogate kids, but not the adopted ones. Hmm. Maybe there's no paperwork yet?
Okay.
Mostly movie actor or actress?
A-plus list, mostly movie actor and his wife.
And he did TV before he made it big?
A fair amount of television before he ended up making it big.
Okay. Are we...
A-plus...
A-plus list, mostly movie actor and his wife.
How old is he?
Who currently have... surrogate kids.
Are they twins?
I don't know.
Is it George Clooney?
Ding!
Oh!
Wow!
Wow, yes. He's really come a long way.
Okay, so here's the story. Apparently, George Clooney and Amal Clooney adopted two children who are just shy of being tweens. And that's tweens, not twins. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they don't want anyone to know yet. It's interesting that they'll talk about their surrogate kids, but not the adopted ones. Maybe there's no paperwork yet.
Why did I think that Amal? I thought Amal was pregnant.
I don't know how they had kids.
No, these are no. He's talking about tweens, kids that they adopted.
Yeah,
probably about to become tweens.
Yep.
But she had the
twins. She had the twins, so that's what
I... But they're hiding these other two kids from the public, is what you're saying. There's two kids that they adopted.
But it says there...
Interesting that they'll talk about their surrogate kids, but not the adopted ones.
You're just saying you thought that she got pregnant naturally.
Maybe they talk about their surrogate kids, but we don't know their surrogates? I don't know.
That's confusing to me, but I am curious, and I'd like to know
me
more.
Too.
I guess we will learn at some
Someday,
point.
I suppose we will.
Should we do another one?
Let's!
All right. I don't know about this one, but I think you guys can give it your best shot.
Hey.
The foreign-born failed reality star who gave birth to some barely there celebrities and once spent six figures a year on snake oil products is really trying to take over the management of her son's girlfriend. The amount of pressure being applied on a daily basis is quite something.
Okay.
You said a foreign-born
failed reality star.
Foreign-born failed reality star.
Who has given birth to some barely there celebrities. So you would likely know these. I mean, I know you know who these people are, but they're not like first row celebrities.
Is this foreign-born failed reality star? Were they a reality star in their own...
like TikTok or...
Or their own show? Or were they like a housewife or something?
I think that's the latter, because I'm not too familiar.
Okay.
I think she was a housewife, or she might still be.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump?
No.
So she...
And yes, she was on Real Housewives.
So she has a kid
She has children who are semi-famous. Actually, one of them more so. But what this blind item is saying is that she's trying to manage her son's girlfriend. You would know her career. You would know her son's girlfriend more than you will know the son.
So is that the better place to start, is with the girlfriend, the son's girlfriend?
I mean, she's a popular musician.
Oh, the son's girlfriend is. Yeah. Is it Billie Eilish?
No.
Huh.
Is it?
You're going to probably know the former, how did I describe her? Foreign-born failed reality star.
Okay, how about David Foster's ex?
Oh, what's her name?
Yolanda Hadid.
There you go, Ding! That makes sense.
So okay. Yolanda Hadid, and we're talking about, do you know her son by chance? Anwar Hadid.
And yes. he is dating...
I don't know who he's
young musician who's Jenny super Tulips. Hot right now.
Ariana Grande. Oh, she's married. Okay.
No, like even actually more popular
than Ariana Grande.
The gays love her.
Olivia Rodrigo.
No, close though.
Miley Cyrus.
In some languages, her first name would sound almost like the number two.
Oh, Dua Lipa.
Ding ding.
Oh.
You were close. You said Jenny Tulips or something.
Yeah.
So Dua Lipa. Okay, so let me read it. So Yolanda Hadid, who apparently once spent six figures on snake oil, I don't know, is taking over the management of, or trying really hard to take over the management of Anwar Hadid's girlfriend, Dua Lipa. The amount of pressure being applied on a daily basis is quite something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Dua.
Don't do it.
There were some photos of them like walking around lately. Like Yolanda was taking her out for fancy lunch or something.
That's so nice of her.
Weird.
Yeah.
By the way, I did a little research, and apparently Amal Clooney did use a surrogate. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. By the way, I just Googled it, and it was the first thing that came up.
She used a surrogate, but she appeared pregnant.
I thought so.
She was pregnant. Can't you use a surrogate?
Can you not have a surrogate?
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Maybe she was artificially inseminated.
Yeah. No, she did. She was pregnant.
Hello.
What? Yeah, hi. What? Hi, Adele.
Hello. Quembo.
Yeah.
Is it possible to not have a surrogate?
Carry the child.
You know what I think?
Do some things.
Here's what I think.
And then they implant.
Yeah, George Clooney had sex with another woman. And
the embryos into her.
No. So a surrogate is essentially the carrier
of the oven
for the buns. Yeah. But what I think is that our friend NT Lawyer perhaps got some stuff confused and was talking about a different way of fertilizing and implanting.
That somebody else was a part of that process, maybe with another.
Yes.
Like a donor
situation. So what I think is the issue is that our friend Enty perhaps could use a little lesson.
Yeah.
But to be fair, his fertility conversation.
His hot spots are really
yachting.
Yachting.
Yes. We better go.
All right. Thanks,
Donna. Yeah,
Donna,
thank you so much. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show.
I love that you're managing the time on our show because you're that professional.
No, she's like, I'm done, you guys. I already did my time. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bennifer again for a little publationship chat on My Talk 107.1. Oh, we love a publationship on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What is a publationship?
A relationship for publicity.
And there's one that we call Bennifer Agenifer.
Yeah. And now, you guys, they're branching out. Bennifer Agenifer, of course, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. They are branching out and using their publationship powers for others. In fact, you could say they're a publationship for hire.
Ooh, how loving and giving.
It's very nice of them. And also, well, I would imagine there was some quid pro quo. Mm. But anyway, I have no proof of that. But what I do have proof of is that the individual they are helping out in this case actually refers back to one of the blind items we talked about in the previous segment. None other than, ding, 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 George Clooney.
Mm. Oh, because he needs help?
Apparently he needed more than a cheap Floby lie to push his latest project.
Hey.
And that's exactly why you see Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck looking loved up, which I just love this lie of stage and screen. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck look loved up. as they hold hands after arriving at a screening for George Clooney's new film, The Tender Bar. Or The Tender Bar. I don't know where the emphasis is supposed to be.
So many questions and thoughts, by the way.
So literally, here we have another color-coordinated outing for Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They always, when together, are outfit coordinated, as you do. Almost a little too much, as far as I'm concerned.
I got to talk about that.
Well, go for it. We can talk about that now.
Well, I don't want to take us totally off track, but my issue right now, it's not an issue, but it just is an observation about Ben Affleck that I want everybody to pay attention to, which is that his style is dictated by Jennifer Lopez. And if you think that I'm making that up, or if you're oh, come on.
Play the home game.
Rewind back to when he was dating Ana de Armas and he was showing butt crack while he tried to pick up his Amazon packages and drinking his Dunkies.
And you don't need to go back into the past. Just look into the present. Anytime he is photographed alone, like if he's on an outing of his own, he looks like the schlubby mess that we've come to expect with Ben Affleck, which is adorable and delightful because it's usually what I wear on a given day,
a t-shirt and
jeans. But whenever he appears in the presence of Jennifer Lopez, he has been styled within an inch of his life, but not just styled, color coordinated and pattern and fabric and accessory coordinated so that it does not clash and lends something to the wardrobe of one Jennifer Lopez, which after a while begins looking a little too precious because it almost begins to look like the parent who has coordinated, and I'm not saying you've ever done this, but you maybe have.
I've done this.
Coordinated your family's outfits.
I've done that for holidays.
Which is cute for a holiday, but every time you go out into public, we don't do that. So, but remember, going back to the initial reason I brought you here today, thank you for joining us, is that they are there to give headlines, breathe oxygen in the publicity machine to George Clooney's new film, The Tender Bar. And they did this at West Hollywood's Pacific Design Center on Sunday.
Okay.
And also, by the way, George Clooney is here and he looks kind of like a schlub.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? Like for his own premiere.
I mean, he's wearing, but that's a rich person flex.
You're right. That's
Jennifer Lopez. That's not her rich person flex. Her rich person flex is making her man color coordinate her.
Yeah. Gosh, this
George
is a fun
Clooney's
home game.
Rich flex is, well, this is frankly, and my dad was not a rich person, but his theory in life was like when you have, like he used to always say, like rich people just do, you know, like
weird
they just show up. Like when you're rich, you don't have to dress up.
Right.
Because you can just show up in jeans and a ratty t-shirt and you're like, what?
I'm rich.
You want my money or no? Right? Like that was how he thought the world operated.
Oh,
and
so
I
funny.
Think that's exactly what George Clooney's flex is.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Because it's not like, you know, a red carpet premiere.
I'm sorry.
You're rendered speechless.
Well, I am because I'm busy. I have so many other thoughts and we have no time, which is unfortunate. But when we come back, we do have a question for you. Have you ever started a home project and found that you were way in over your head? 651-641-1071. What was that project?